It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest Writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2039, recorded May 9th, 2025. Shady Calls Only. On this episode of the GizWiz, Diggity is back from Pepcom Spring Spectacular. So he has three gadgets. From there, I have another gadget for your gadgets. And we head back to the warehouse with the producer. All next on the GizWiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now, and here he is, the broadcaster of gadgets, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing great.
Are you a Jelly Roll fan?
I am. I got this when he was in concert in Orlando. So, memories of that concert. The date is on the back somewhere. I don't know where to point, but the date that
we know without glasses that it was 2024.
But exactly, luckily.
The small print is hard to do.
So, hey, you had some fun times at Pepcom?
I did, until my camera, for some reason, in 10 minutes in, it just said, "I'm sorry, your camera app has stopped working." But Dennis has the exact same camera. But I lost several photos, but the photos that I did have, I sent on to you so we could take a picture. So when I first went there, there was no one there. We did this last year or maybe the year before where you could have and this was intelligently designed. And I wanted to ask them if there was anything new, and there was no one there. And then the next time I went back, they were there, and so was 50 people. So I never got to talk to them. But they were giving away free eggs. You see the little...
In this market, that's a man.
Yes,
wow.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm amazed that a thug didn't come in and.
Right. Instead of farm, it's yard fresh eggs.
Yard fresh eggs.
Right.
Let's see, what else do we have?
Okay. Ooh, a mower.
There were five. I only have a couple of photos. There were five different robotic mowers there. Actually, Anchor came back, and they had their robotic mower. There was this robotic mower.
And then there was
another one from Sweden, which is one of the... the Lomo is the one that we just saw. They had the front of that flipped up, the Lomo.
Wow.
Look at this guy. This is from Sweden.
Based off of the look of it, I expect it to go 120 miles an hour down a high-speed rail
in Japan. Doesn't it look that way?
Like, it looks like a speed train. That looks crazy.
Next Pepcom, we could have motorized mower races.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. That's like a 12-inch...
Yes, you saw it. They added something. What is that other weird?
So this is new. I actually, this popped up.
I know. I'm just seeing that now. I bet you that's a lawnmower.
Yeah. So I saw this on Instagram. I think they have me bubbled in because I've gone to their website so much. So I saw an ad for it on Instagram.
You covered the big thing.
Yeah. So this is a platform with like detachable, specs on it. This is the mower on the front here, but you can even have like a mulcher and like a lawn, or a, uh, a blower. What a leaf blower.
Yes.
You got a leaf blower. But this,
and I think there's even a tractor thing where you can have a plow.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There's all sorts of attachments, but this attachment specifically is brand new, and it's a weed whacker. This attachment allows it to basically roll along things like the side of concrete homes so that it can get, and then underneath a weed whacker uses a plastic filament.
Yeah, yeah, string, yeah.
Right, and so this will the filament will go as far over to the edge as it needs to. It has like a way to detect that, and that way it can weed whack next to the sides of homes automatically. It can do it around trees and around poles. So, that's kind of like a thing that robots wouldn't do. They would never get right up to the edge of a building.
Yeah, no, that's good.
You'd have all the little sprouts and stuff. That's really cool.
Yeah, that was from Yarbo.
Yarbo. And I think we still have one more image
here.
What
else did I have? Oh, was that it? Did I only have that many?
Oh, yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, okay.
And then we're back to looking at old stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Very cool.
And anything new with you before we go to Pepcom videos?
Let me think. I got some stuff cooking behind the scenes, but none I want to chat about yet.
Oh, okay.
No, just
the
weather.
Are you opening a restaurant?
No, I'm not opening a
restaurant.
Oh,
you said you were cooking behind the scenes. I thought, oh my God.
Just cooking something up. No.
Okay.
Yeah. No, a restaurant would be nice. I wonder what I would have to serve. I think it would have to be...
Jelly rolls?
Yes, exactly. Oh, but that'd be pretty good. Maybe a donut spot, that focuses on country music and rap music. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Country music rap jelly donut store. I think that
perfect.
That's where
perfect.
I'm going there.
Oh yeah. Not too many of those around.
Yeah, exactly. It's a niche. Nothing else really for me. Let's jump into some gadgets, shall we?
Okay,
Pepcom.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited.
To tell you the truth, Pepcom, this is the first time I came across a gadget no one else has done. And I think it's needed, so it's very excited about this.
Okay.
Well, here it is.
So much about microplastics these days, and I thought I'd pick up a package. Oh, wait, no, we want to get rid of microplastics, and we're going to find out how cleaner, without the E, will help do that. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
So washing machines are actually the number one source of microplastic pollution out into the world and eventually back into our bodies. So if you think about it, every time you wash your clothes, millions of microplastics are being sent out into the environment. And it's just like the dryer lint from your dryer lint filter where you have to scrape it all off. 60 to 70% of that is actually microplastic that's going out into the environment. And our filter can go on any washing machine and capture 90% of them before they go out into the world.
I know this sounds like a silly question, but a laundromat would not be a good place to hang out. Is that correct?
There's a lot of microplastics right now coming out of your washing machine that really need to be stopped.
Do you make a giant one for a laundromat, or is it mainly a consumer?
Yeah, our Vortex technology, which is inspired off how fish filter, that's how we actually remove the microplastics, is with the Vortex. So on the inside of a fish's mouth, their gills actually generate a vortex to keep them from clogging as they're swimming and filtering out their food.
Okay.
We use a similar concept to remove the microplastics 90% down to 50 microns.
It's like centrifugal force almost.
But I'm telling you that because fish can be really small and they can be really big.
Right.
So we think, just like fish, that we can scale our vortex up.
We
can scale our vortex down. So basically, all you need to do is you take the washing machine hose that's in your wall today, and you plug it onto the inlet to our filter.
Okay.
We send you a new hose that goes onto the outlet and back into your wall.
Okay.
And then you're able to remove 90% of microplastics down to 50 microns in size.
That's great. Do you have a sample of what?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay. Oh, is this what I'm... Is this,
yeah.
This is what's going...
That's clean water.
Okay.
This is the water without the cleaner filter. So if you shake it up, these are what all the microplastics look like that are in your...
It does. It looks like the lint roller stuck in water.
Back into the jar.
Yeah.
So which makes sense.
In theory, we have a lot of this in our bodies now.
It's been found in our brain. It's been found in our blood. It's been found in our lungs. It's really been found all throughout the human body.
A perfect reason to have a little brain. Retail price.
Yeah, so it's going to retail for $279.
Oh, okay.
It's available for pre-order now on our website with an early bird special for $249.
Okay.
And then it's going to go on sale to order on Ocean's Day, June 8th. Yep, okay. And it's www.cleaner.life, L-I-F-E. And then you might want to show some of what the microplastics look like, too.
So this is magnified how many times?
So there's the scale in the bottom. That's the 1 millimeter scale down in the bottom.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then that's a clean filter before we filter anything on the left.
Okay.
And it's a dirty filter over on the right from his perspective. From ours, it's clean on the right, dirty on the left.
Wow. Amazing stuff.
And then we have an actual dirty pod as well that's under a microscope, so you can actually move that around.
Yes.
Oh, that's
Wonder Max would
display.
Make out like crazy if they started advertising that we're using these on our machines.
So we've installed actually at two universities. We've installed Case Western Reserve University and the University of Akron, and we're getting ready to install at a third university. So we have a really nice university program where we're starting to put them in student dormitory washing machines.
That's great. I came back to cleaner for a minute because I thought, wait a minute, we should see the inside of the machine. And we're now going to take a look. So Max is going to show us.
So on the inside is the Vortex technology, which is doing the separation of microplastic particles. So it's pushing 90% of the microplastics down into the cleaner pod. And this is what's inspired by fish and how fish filter.
And the cleaner pod is something that we take out and throw away?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay. So the cleaner pod is in the front. You can see this is the pod.
Oh, okay.
So that's a dirty pod under the microscope. This is a clean pod. And this is where all the microplastics are captured, and you can throw it away so they're properly disposed of.
And how often do you do that? Every washing?
Once a week, every five loads of laundry.
Every five loads of laundry. Okay, this is great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very curious to know... more, honestly. The water that is contaminated, that no one is filtering, where does that go? And what happens to that stuff? Obviously, they know, but interesting. And then a pod will last only five loads, so it's not that long. It is very similar, honestly. I don't wait five loads between changing my dryer lint, but it's, reminds me a lot of... a lint trap. You got to get rid of that stuff. How much are those little pods?
You know what? I didn't ask that. I don't...
The thing is, nothing is really for sale yet because of...
But soon.
Yes.
They're shipping on, what did you say, Earth Day?
Earth Day. Someplace. In June,
yeah,
I think.
In June.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. It is kind of weird that there's these two steps. There's like the thing inspired by fish gills. Oh, I guess a lot of water escapes before it gets down to the pod. I see.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. Huh. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
it's definitely a technology I didn't even think about, didn't realize. I'm very curious what happens downstream to our wastewater because...
I dread to think.
I do too. But one example is food processing, right? Is you throw food down the drain and you let it go into a sinkerator and it gets just mulched. There's pieces of bone in that water. What's going on with that? So,
well, you put it down your sink, you have a grinder in the sink?
Yeah, a garbage disposal, just a garbage disposal.
Oh, okay. Well, in New York City, it just went into effect the beginning of May or June that all composting, every building now has a composting bin.
Oh.
And it's great. they started about 2 years ago with them like every three blocks. So you would hold on to it. And then you would go on, get the app out, and it would tell you which ones were empty. But now there's one outside every building of 10 apartments or more.
That's great. So years ago, I mean, it may have been 10 years ago now, I took a trip to Portland, and their composting, they have just an amazing composting infrastructure where restaurants, fast food restaurants even had composting and options like that. And they, I mean, that I saw the light and I was like, why aren't we composting more? It seems like there's a lot of food products, especially if you could throw, you know, a lot of things are compostable. So at the fast food restaurant, they were like, throw everything into the compost. You don't, you know, the lid is compostable. The straw is, the cup is, the paper that we wrap the food in is. Throw all that in there and then, you know, make it into dirt later. It sounds, that sounds awesome.
Fluffy grinds.
Exactly. Sounds amazing. So yeah, I think composting is something that I wish was heavily, it seems so nice when there was infrastructure and, you know, there's always that bin there and there's always that thing there. Something I honestly can't believe that Disney doesn't do, because they got trash cans all over the darn place.
Yes.
Seems like they would be so into composting. Anyway, composting tangent.
Maybe they are. Who knows?
They need to. Seems like they don't. Yes. They don't. I can tell you, I walk around Epcot and I don't see compost bins, right? Like I go to the, it seems like something like in their food courts at the Epcot, you know, pavilion, they have a garden pavilion that has like a whole garden tour thing, you know? Seems like they should get into composting. That's a rabbit hole. Anyway, let's jump back into some gadgets.
Okay, so I originally passed by this booth, and then I thought, well, I'll see if there's anything different about it. And there was, so let's take a peek.
So I'm looking around at Pepcom, and I see Kenny holding this.
Whoa.
So I know it's a toothbrush, but what is different about it?
It's more than a toothbrush. This is the world's first connected smart brush. So the brush itself will brush all your teeth at the same time in just 20 seconds.
Okay.
The bristles here are designed to have the technique built into the brush. So instead of relying on you to have the right pressure, the right angle, all the right things, this will do it for you. Okay?
Okay.
Not only that, but it brushes in 20 seconds as opposed to 2 minutes. So This mouthpiece is actually sized. So you take a selfie on our app, and we're able to map your dental arch so that we can get you the appropriate size to make sure that all the bristles are touching your teeth and your gum line, top and bottom.
Okay, now you take a picture of your mouth? What did you say?
Yes, so on our app, you just take a selfie.
Oh, a selfie, you don't have to mail it anywhere.
No, you don't have to mail it, you don't have to go to the dentist, you just take it and it goes right directly to us. It will allow us to make sure that this fits you. Okay.
Oh. And then you mail the person.
And then you get this beautiful box here that has all of the equipment that has your handle, your brush, your 3 month worth of toothpaste, a tongue cleaner, and a charger. On top of that, we have a scanner in here. So we leverage computer vision. We built a computer vision AI that basically gives you a dental exam through your brush.
Okay.
So again, the brush will scan your mouth and tell you about your teeth, your gums, your soft tissue, and tongue. You want to know about what's going on in your mouth, if there's inflammation, if there's starting to
Will it tell you that you should see a dentist?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it will, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And it'll give you scores. Think about, you know, we track our sleep with like the Oura Ring, or we track our steps.
Okay.
This will do the exact same thing for your mouth.
And the whole kit cost?
$299. $299 will get you started.
And that includes one brush being sent for your teeth.
Correct. About 3 months worth of products.
And 3 months.
It's like 3 months worth of products. You get 1 month free of the scanning and that technology that allows you to get insights with that.
And then how long will a brush last?
So we recommend to change it every 3 months.
Every 3 months.
So what we're seeing is people are using it a little bit longer, but what we want to pay attention to is the bristles. We want to make sure the integrity of the bristles is nice and strong.
Okay.
As they fray, we need to get, because it's not clean anymore.
And how much is a new brush?
So we'll have different options, right? Because you could be a member with that $10 a month subscription where you'll get it for basically at cost. And then if you're not, then it's a higher price point, $45.
And it's in the marketplace now.
Correct. You can get on the website, feno.co, F-E-N-O.co.
.co. Okay, this sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your questions.
That was a rip. Okay, so we've seen other teeth brushing devices
like this. Yes, exactly. But none that has a customized brush for you.
No. Now, so here, let's go to their website because they have some pretty
I didn't I didn't realize that you can have a subscription for $10 a month for scanning your mouth.
Right, right.
I'm not quite sure exactly how that works.
It's another service fee that you got to pay for
and all that stuff,
which is a little annoying to get that type of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. I will say, based off of this video, this looks way larger. Like the brush itself, like her sticking that in her mouth.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
It looks way larger than some of the others that we've seen. The one that comes to mind is Y-Brush.
The Y-Brush, they were there, but it looked like the Y-Brush that we've done a bunch of times.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yes, the new thing about the Y-Brush was there's now a kid's version.
I see, I see. I also think it only does one row at a time. I'm saying that with a question mark because I can't remember.
No, I think it's top and bottom.
Is it top and bottom?
I think it is.
I'm confused.
Well, what I liked about the brush that we just saw is that it had bristles going every which way, which seemed like it was going to hit a lot to teeth a lot better.
Yes. Definitely. I mean, it seems like a more robust product for sure.
Yeah.
The scanning technology is really, really cool. It's definitely something that I kind of wondered about. The way that it moves in that video seemed pretty, pretty convincing. They have this crazy like foam toothpaste too.
You are crazy or you're not?
No, well, they have this crazy foam toothpaste is what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I'm crazy about it yet. Obviously not something I'm going to pick up anytime soon.
No, absolutely.
It's the best of this I've seen. I really dislike that service fee. I hate that.
Yeah, but I agree.
I think everyone.
I totally agree.
Everyone does. And then we quickly heard that it was like, what did he say? 40-ish for a new head?
40-ish for a new brush if you're not caught. Yes, if you're not in the $10 a month service.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it seems like it can add up quickly.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I agree. But pretty cool. Definitely the most advanced of the...
Quickie brushes.
Yeah, quickie brushes. 20-second brushes. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Okay.
And finally, some interesting stuff from TP-Link.
Hey, we're at TP-Link, and we're finding out new stuff about Wi-Fi 7. And Carlos here, what I thought was intriguing is that Carlos said they even have Wi-Fi 7 under... Or at $200, is that right?
Under
$200. Right. But this is
this
big guy.
It's $699, yes. So Wi-Fi 7 is a technology that we're excited about. And now that there's many clients, we feel it's the perfect time for consumers to upgrade. And what we're saying is that, yes, if you have a multi-gig internet connection and you have a hyper-connected home with many devices, you have your backyard, you have your garage, this may be a great solution. It's got a 10 gig WAN, 2.5 gig connection, a 1 gig connection.
Oh my God, okay.
This has up to 14 gigs of tri-band, up to 8,000 square feet, under $700 at Best Buy now. Now, for consumers who are just looking for an upgrade, maybe they don't need that high performance that we're offering here. What I'm saying is that we are the only brand in the market today that we have a 3-pack Deco Wi-Fi 7 mesh system under $200.
And that's not here.
That is not here. Okay. It's available on Walmart. It's available on Amazon and Best Buy.
Okay.
And so the idea is that we are trying to make this premium high-end technology of Wi-Fi 7 accessible to all types of consumers, whether you know about the technology and you want it, or whether you're just looking for an upgrade. And this makes great sense because the price is just right.
How about you're future-proofing your home. A Wi-Fi 7 router? You making an inexpensive one?
That's actually a great question. So Wi-Fi 7 routers, while mesh systems are kind of a newer way to set up your router system for your smart homes, routers are still the primary source that consumers use to power their home. So this is a Wi-Fi 7 router that we have in the market. This one's under $150. It's got 2.5 gig multi-gig ports, so you can have a 2.5 gig WAN connection coming in and have a 2.5 gig connection going into a computer, and you have a full 2.5 gig pipeline. But
wait, there's more.
But wait. I think the most exciting part that I feel for our Wi-Fi 7 router product solution is that we've introduced the first Wi-Fi 7 router under $100. It looks very similar to this guy. It has two 2.5 gig connection ports. So again, you could go from 2.5 gig from your internet into a port, 2.5 gig to a server, and you have a full pipeline of 2.5 gig. But the idea is
Dick,
that, again,
you need that.
$100, that's actually priced
yes,
at the same
spectrum.
Price points that you would see for 6E or for 6. So the idea that a consumer can upgrade to Wi-Fi 7 without really any compromise, that is huge. You can find it all at tplink.com,
Amazon,
Best Buy, yeah. Amazon, okay. Walmart,
I have several of your pieces at home.
Good stuff.
This is great. Thank you.
That's really, really cool. I didn't even realize we were on Wi-Fi 7. Honestly, okay, I'm still back in the AC days.
You know, he said that Wi-Fi 7's been around a while, but people are now suddenly starting to realize it is around. So.
Right, right. Yeah. These PUCs that he's talking about, I think, are a fantastic solution for... I mean, it's the same type of thing that I, you know, told my mother to get for her home. If you have a big, large home and don't want to worry about becoming a system administrator and learning how to bridge Wi-Fi devices and all that stuff, these little mesh PUCs are fantastic. so I like them a lot. TP-Link is a brand that I've used in the past. I've used their routers and even Ethernet switches. And they're pretty good. They're a good consumer, they're consumer
reliable
electronic
brand. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's not like Linksys or Cisco, you know. But yes. It's really great. They've always been for me at least fairly user friendly. I've always been able to get done what I need to get done with them, and fairly reliable. So great.
Yeah, same here. I have several.
Yeah.
Of their devices here.
Yeah. And so what's nice is that, he mentioned there's like a 10 gig NIC port on the super fancy one, you know, the really expensive one. And so I assume that most people would use that for internal, you know, okay, I want to put one file from here to here. You know, that's the type of networking that you'd be using that for, would be my guess. So yeah, TP-Link.
Perfect.
Yeah, and they have tons of stuff. I mean,
they do. They do.
Doorbells and vacuums and security cameras and lots of routers. I think I even bought a few of their like mobile routers as well. Like a little.
Oh, okay,
little,
yeah. Like, I have one of their extenders in the back apartment.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, very good stuff. Really, really nice price points for Wi-Fi 7. Really,
no,
really good.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And I have three more things for next week's show. So I
Sweet.
Thought I'd do all the techie stuff this week and something else next week.
Awesome. PepCon, lots of fun. With that, let's get a little crappy.
Ooh.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner.
Get it.
Okie dokie. I recorded this video just earlier, so let's jump into it.
Hey, Diggity, so we are at it again with tech for your tech, or gadgets for your gadgets. Today, we went to Five Below, and take a look at this one, okay? It is an umbrella for your phone, obviously. It's actually, it was thundering earlier, so it may thunder in a moment while we're recording. So possibly this is to keep the sun off, or to keep the water off of your phone. It was only $5. It connects to Apple devices with MagSafe, but if your phone doesn't have the MagSafe connector, it also includes a metal ring, which you can attach to the back of your phone. So let's get it open. Funny. Okay, it is out of the packaging. This is the metal ring that you would just attach, you'd adhesive that to, and then you'd put that onto whatever case or even directly onto your device. And that would connect to this magnetic ring. But if you have a phone that has the MagSafe ring, that will just lock on. So there you go. So that also, oh wow, we got this little place to put your finger so that you can easily hold it. And then, obviously, the exciting bit, this umbrella. It's on a articulating, you know, pole. It even has a little clasp to undo here. I'm just going to let my phone hang, I guess. There we go. There we go. It's up. And now, I have supreme confidence that my gadget will not get rained on or the sun. Oh my gosh, I think I broke it. I didn't break it, but I did disconnect this.
It just popped out.
Compression in there. Okay, well, if you want to pop that out, that's quite easy to do. I don't know about this thing. It's funny because, you know, if I'm here trying to block out the sun with the umbrella, it really does just kind of get in the way of the phone, like pretty quickly. If the sun was up there. Now, this is a very cloudy day because it's about to rain. But yeah, maybe this could keep the rain off of my phone if I'm trying to work on it here, I guess. I don't think it's very practical at all, but it is very funny and adorable. Taking a closer look at the umbrella, there's no locking mechanism inside. It just kind of like almost with friction or like rubber banding, it just kind of snaps up there. It's a nice quality. It feels really good. This is a plastic inside of here. But mostly it's just really, really cute. And I don't think it's very practical, but it is a gadget for your gadgets.
We did that. We did that. Here it is at Five Below. They had a few different styles, so you can kind of see them here. I never even saw this on the packaging. Like, there's a different way to like use it as like without even the phone. It seems like they're kind of implying. This one has, what is that, pink flamingos on it? What are those, cherries? That one has cherries. I got the checkered. They have pink and tan.
Oh, you get a plain one? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Okay. And here's mine. I want to see, does that work? No? Wait a second.
I guess you have to glue down the metallic thing to your table.
But yeah. Here, if I take my phone and use
it. Oh, you could do that.
Yeah,
there you go.
Use it as ballast. Here. There you go.
If you had a very small pet that you wanted to get out of the rain.
Maybe I'm at the pool and I don't want the sun to hit my phone and heat it up. Now I can just, you know, the sun's coming from over
here. Oh, there you go.
I don't want my phone to get a tan. Okay, just me. There you go.
So, Chad, what do you think is going to happen to Five Below with, I've been reading that ships from China are coming over with about a 20% load.
Yes. So, weirdly, I think five below, here's just my intuition, is five below is going to be actually more protected from all the tariffs than Alibaba and TikTok Shop and Temu. Temu, TikTok Shop, Alibaba, those are the ones that are just getting destroyed. So he's five below. They've probably already partnered with a big, they probably already have to buy, they already have to pay for tariffs, basically, because they're buying so much and shipping it to America. Their tariffs are going to be more. But all of the, like, Temu people and the individual buying, like, from China stuff, that is just destroyed. Like, that is what is, no shipments are coming from that type of category. And, of course, everyone who, any company that can not buy in a tariff-affected country is. So they're trying, they're like, okay, can I buy, you know, pencils from China, or can I buy pencils from a country that has a lot less tariff? So who knows? I'm obvious, you know, no one, this is the biggest complicated system in the world that just got messed with. So
who knows? Yeah. Soon it'll be 50 below.
Exactly. You know, what's funny is this is actually, I misspoke in the video, and I remember checking out and thinking this, but I misspoke in the video. It's actually not $5. It's $5.55.
And that started like 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Up like 10%.
They keep the fives rolling.
Yes.
So yeah. Obviously, yeah, companies like Five Below, there's Pop, there's a company that starts with Pop, Pop Shelf is another of that, that are, yeah, I mean, who knows? who knows? I mean, gosh, this was made in China, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm wondering, like, is everything going to be made in India now? Who knows?
Who knows?
We're definitely going to see it. It's definitely going to change buying habits. I don't know if that means that just we'll never go look at AliExpress again, or if, you know, honestly, I wonder if it makes brick and mortar stores stronger because of their buying habits.
Maybe.
Because of the buying habits of bigger stores, yes, it's a direct hit to the bottom line, but the infrastructure's still there to bring it all in. Where these individual sellers are kind of dealing with a whole other ball game because they're not even allowed to package it. Anyway, it's a complicated situation. So, who knows?
We'll see. We'll be there as it unfolds.
Exactly. We'll watch it. We'll report it live. So there you go. Tiny Umbrella. Still available. Get it before you can't anymore. With that, we have an update about Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Yes, so the update is about a week ago. I picked up the mail Thursday after the Gizwa show, and I opened a letter from lawyers.
Lawyers.
That this is to announce Sophia Warehouse, which is where Dick's Gadget Warehouse has their space, is entering bankruptcy. And I'm thinking, what?
Uh-oh.
I know. So I said to Dennis, first thing tomorrow morning, let's go see what the story is. So as we approached the warehouse that Friday, the gates are down. Then I said, oh, no, everything is already locked inside.
It was like, there's been a run on the bank, and the bank is closed.
Yes, exactly,
oh, no.
Exactly. And we get there, and it says, because of Easter weekend, we are closed Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So Monday we went, and the woman there said, you know, everybody got that letter. And she said they are reorganizing under the bankruptcy, and they don't know exactly what the outcome is going to be, but no one has to start unloading their storage space. We think things will be fine. So
interesting.
Anyway, we started organizing stuff there just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Dang. Is there any other storage?
You know what? I just started. Is there any other storage near me? And there are actually several places that the biggest space they offer is 5 feet by 5 feet by 5 feet.
Right. Five feet tall only?
Yeah. Yeah. So you can't get in it. You can put boxes in.
It's really? It has a that small of a ceiling. Wow.
Yes. New York City, pal.
Oh, wow.
New York City. Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
The advantage of them is that they are all self-service, and they're open 7 days a week.
24 hours, yeah.
From not 24 hours, but 7 in the morning till 10 at night.
I see.
And Sophia's just open, you know. I don't know what time they open because we're never up that time.
Yeah.
But they close at 5, and they're only open half a day on Saturday and closed on Sunday.
You're right, right.
But anyway.
Right. Dang.
I'll keep you posted on that.
Yeah. Yeah, meanwhile, my hope is that moves slowly. You know,
I think it will.
It's gonna work out.
I think exactly that is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they at $450 a month for like 30 years. I thought I should own the building.
Exactly. This is rent to own, right? Rent to own.
Yeah. Exactly. So our email is from Dewey in Port Angeles. Dewey is also in chat. And he says, hi, Dick and Chad. Here's a fun gadget for space fans. I think this is my fifth video going back to 2017. Chad may remember the most recent one, which was an automated sprinkler to keep deer away from plants in the backyard. He seemed very impressed with my wife's gardening skills. So here's Dewey's latest video.
Those of you in the know will recognize this as a Raspberry Pi.
It is. I noticed
that. You also know that it can be anything that you want it to be. So what is this one? Well, if you look very closely, you'll see something that says ISS above.
Oh.
And over there, that is some flashing lights. We may see those later on in the video. So what does it do? It gives you a view from the ISS.
No way. I thought it would just track the ISS.
Placed a camera on the ISS and provides you a continuous view. You can see they're actually telling you where it is at this moment.
That's cool.
And that, you know, gives you the opportunity just to be looking at the Earth from space. Now, another thing it does is it has some different information, tells you when the next,
He's controlling this?
Tells you when the next pass overhead for where you are will be. The date and time, what elevation you need to look to see it. You can also, when it's going overhead, this doesn't show anything now because it's not near us, but it will help you to locate where it is.
Like nowhere to look. Oh my gosh.
Let's see. And there you can see it's down over South America at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Right down there.
Wow.
So you can see what the next two passes are going to be and where it is. And of course, this is telling you where I am up here. So that's something you configure it for. You can also get to see who's up there right now. There's all the information about the astronauts, the international astronauts that are on site. So anyhow, this is a pretty fun toy. If you have the means, it would be a great thing to be able to give like to a local school so that the kids could use it. But it's quite fun to have for something at home.
I agree.
And there you go. The final screen is it shows you if there were some upcoming events that would be listed in the middle there.
That is
really cool. It's called ISS Above. It's a little spendy. It's about $200 if you buy the complete kit. You can buy your own Raspberry Pi and then buy just the the card to be able to put it in it if you want to do that as well. And then you can use any kind of display. In this case, I've got it hooked up to a TV. So anyhow, fun toy. Thought you guys might like to see it.
We did. Dewey, thank
you. That's great, Dewey.
That is really cool. I love that. Gosh, what was that called? ISS Above.
See, Dewey in Port Angeles. Someone's saying is Dewey in Vancouver. Port Angeles, is that California?
Port Angeles. Gosh.
Well, Dewey,
based off of the location, it looked like it was in Oregon. Port Angeles, California? No.
Oh, did Dewey leave us?
Again. Oregon is a spot that did show up in autocomplete.
Oh, okay.
That is really, really cool. I love these type of, like, homebrew, almost hacked together services that allow you to look at data like this. That is just so cool. I love that. That is so cool. So what is it? Purchase it. So I want to see, what type of options do they have? So it looks like, you can get just the code. What is that?
Is that the whole
remote?
Kit?
Yeah.
Oh, that was,
3D printed bracket. So that's everything. 160, so that would include everything. So just the code is $42. Makes sense. That's cool. So if you already have a Raspberry Pi, that is so neat. And all shipments. Very cool. Very cool. Dewey, that is some neat stuff. Really, really cool. Awesome.
So Dewey, email me your address and you will get the June issue of Mad Magazine with Chad and I in it.
Perfect. How can people send in videos?
Yes, we're looking for more videos. Anything to do with a gadget. This is a great use of a gadget. It can be an old gadget in your garage or your attic or your warehouse. 3-minute video. Horizontal format. You can be in it if you want, or just show the product. Just make sure we can see the gadget and hear your voice and put it up on YouTube. You can click unlisted, and that way only people with the URL will be able to see it, and send the URL that you get from YouTube to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And Dewey sent this video in yesterday, and it was on the show tonight. So get us a video quickly, okay? If you've never done a video, it's very easy. Your phone, that's it. All you need is your phone, okay? 1 to 3 minutes. Anything that includes a gadget. mail@gizwiz.tv.
You can make it yourself, or you can have bought it. Dewey has put it to rest, Port Angeles, Washington. Washington,
okay.
Oregon.
Very
Port
good.
Port Angeles, Washington.
Very good.
With that, let's move on to the letter.
Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
Okay. Oh, I think Ranger Rick is in chat. So Thomas Bell said, Ranger Rick and I are working on a bookstore puzzle that you guys showed on Gizwiz. So many pieces, and they sent a photo.
This is that really, really cool display that was a book. You would build this and stick it in your bookshelf.
Yes, it was called a Book Nook, wasn't it?
Book Nook, yeah.
But yes.
And it included lighting and LED stuff. But, like, look at this. You can see all the books they have.
They showed
all of the pieces. And then there they are putting it together.
And it looks like they're getting the lighting done. It looks like those tiny little wires for the LEDs.
That is so funny. They are small.
And look at the size of the books in front of him. It looks like a 20-page book.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they're holding little books. I think that that's what they're doing.
Oh, he is. Oh, that's great.
I think they're holding the tiniest little books.
That's great. That's great. Oh, send us a photo when it's done.
Yeah, we'd love to see it done.
Yeah.
That looks like a lot of fun. I hope y'all are having fun. Otherwise, it's tedious as heck. Oh, my gosh. But that looks like a great time. That is so fun. I'm just looking at all of this. That's great.
Yeah.
Thanks for sending that over.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you could do that or a puzzle, you know? Like, if you're in the mood, would you rather, or, like, in the mood for, like, some hunting and, or, like, maybe Legos. Would you rather do that or Legos, Dickie D?
Yeah. Probably Legos are easier.
This one will look very crazy.
Complicated.
That's very good. Yes. Thanks for sending that over. Also, thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting our show. You guys over at Patreon support us every time we make an episode. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back. Patreon.com/gizwiz is where you can do it. Or you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website. And there's a big banner that'll take you to Patreon, or a tiny little link that'll take you to PayPal. Some people like to donate via PayPal, so we give them that option there as well. Head on over to our website, gizwiz.biz, gizwiz.tv, that's our website, where we record the show. When we are live, the website will just update with the live stream. Boop, there we are, looking at Patreon. Join the chat room and chat along with everybody, a fantastic community, a really amazing group of folks. So please join the chat room while we're live, because they're amazing. We love people in there and want more. And if you need to catch a previous episode, it's there on our website, gizwiz.tv. Head on over to Dickie D's website, gizwiz.biz. That's his website where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. That fridge, is it still good? Still working?
Oh, it's great.
Great.
It's great.
That's great. That's awesome. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is where you have to guess what that gadget is. This is a whole gadget. And this is obviously the fanciest. Have you been to those really fancy restaurants where, like, sometimes you get butter in a dish, but it's a ball of butter? You
know, Yeah.
So when you make that and I want to take those little balls of butter over to a friend's house, you pick up this.
Okay.
Yeah. And you grab that and you see your little, it's like a Southern, you know, I think that's a very Southern tradition, balls of butter. Yeah, what I'm making up. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. Get in your Gadget Warehouse videos. One more reminder. And with that, we'll see you next week.
I'll be here.